Hey, welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted Dawson Bro Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research and latest information about what you're not supposed to know. What do you think, Austin?
That's a fact. What you're not supposed to know, what they don't want you to know, the lies they want you to believe, and the truth they don't want you to hear. You'll find that all on this show right now.
Today's show. Hang on.
And, of course, you guys voted. You wanted it. Everybody wants it. Everybody's been emailing me about it. When's it going to be up? When's it going to be up? I put it up last night. I may have delayed it a little bit longer to make everybody wait. I'm just kidding. I wouldn't do that. We had a lot of stuff going on yesterday. We had to get some new graphics for it, and we updated it. The GHI Cleanse, the one and only, the formula you guys love, GHI Cleanse, chocolate or vanilla. You know, we get real crazy with these flavors. You know, we get wild with them.
We've tried other flavors. They don't work.
We had Berry Blast one time.
We had chai, too. Chai wasn't bad.
Chai wasn't bad. The thing is, we only had, like, about a dozen customers.
No.
They loved it. But the problem is a dozen customers don't fill POs.
No.
You got to order a lot of this stuff, and all of a sudden you're like, okay, well, everybody buys 2 and 3 cans. Well, you know, guys, we got a lot of cans left to sell. So we kept it simple. And you got to remember, too, guys, I don't use any artificial flavors, any natural flavor, synthetic derivatives, any type of sucralose, any type of aspartame, any type of chemicals. Most of these products, majority of them, when you see them and they're like cotton candy, fruit pebble, you know, Crunch Burrito, Captain Crunch.
Crunch Burrito, that sounds awful.
Captain Crunch, cotton candy, Fruit Loops.
So you got debris inside your burrito.
Yeah, no, it's horrible. You know what I'm talking about.
I
was on Hagman last night. I took too much melatonin. So be cautious of that with these supplements. When you start seeing these really weird flavors, if they taste too good to be true, they usually have a bunch of synthetic artificial flavors in them somewhere. So it's chocolate, vanilla. You can make vanilla anything. Throw some blueberries in with this cleanse. Throw some bananas in it.
Well, you know, think about it for a second. If you're really doing a cleanse, you know, vanilla's going to be better for your liver than chocolate is anyhow.
But this product, all of our old school Health Masters followers, you remember the original GHI cleanse.
It was rough.
Back from about 16 years ago. And it was.
Find me some stevia.
GHI cleanse unflavored.
Oh.
And the only way to describe it was drinking, like, you know, mud out of a bottle of a lake. But it worked. It worked great. We got the formula dialed in. Then we had to get the flavoring done, the natural vanilla bean extract and stuff like that. So it's on sale if you want to read about it. Product of the week.
I take it every day. Well, 6 days a week when I have my workout.
And also, too, be sure to follow the health articles. I keep these updated every single week. Usually we're ringing out about 1 to 2 articles every 1 to 2 weeks, depending on current topics and current situations that are going on.
You go back here for a second. I'm going to go back. You see this photo right here with this salmon?
Yeah.
You know, that looks to me like the island of Santorini.
It does, doesn't it? With the white buildings?
Now, I've been to Santorini. If you ever get a chance to go over there, that's the place to go. It's a whole lot more low-key than the, you know, the hustle and the bustle of Athens. It's part of Greece. It's an island, and it's gorgeous. It's basically on the inside of a caldera, you know, of cone from a volcano, and the rooms are actually built up into the mountain like caves.
Yeah, I've seen them before.
And you can sit there, and you can watch the sunset over the caldera. And it's one of the most beautiful places I've ever been in my entire life. A little pricey. I got to do it on points, though, for the room. But it was really, really nice. But that looks just like that because it's like a 500-foot drop from the room straight down. They don't want children in the rooms, by the way.
So there's no waterfront beach access as far as I'm saying?
Well, there is, but you're going to have a long fall.
Is there a way to access the water anywhere? You got to go.
I didn't see it. Look, we can see it right there.
I've seen it on photos online.
It goes like right straight down to the caldera, so it's real steep.
I'm just intrigued in that wild-caught salmon right there.
Oh, my gosh.
That's a nice fillet. It's like on wood flank.
Yeah, I'm hoping that's wild-caught.
I'm pretty sure it's over there. It's probably wild-caught.
I don't know. That's in the Mediterranean.
They don't do much farm raise over there, though, I don't think.
No, I mean, 2 weeks ago, I was in Munich or wherever I was, and I remember I ordered dinner.
Yeah.
I walked into the room and I said, it wasn't in Munich, it was in Baden-Baden. I walked into the restaurant and they said, we have, you know, salmon fillet. I said, is it wild caught? Absolutely. Are you sure? Absolutely. You want to ask the chef? Nope, I know it's wild caught. So I ordered it. It didn't taste right.
You can always tell.
It wasn't wild caught.
No.
It's not dark enough. So finally I called another waitress over. You know, this, and instead of the waiter, I said, Do me a favor. Can you ask the cook, the chef, if this thing's wild caught? And she goes, oh, no, it's not. It's farm raised. So the waiter came back over, and I said, dude, man, I said, I don't want to eat this stuff. I said, now, yeah, I tell the listeners not to listen to this.
Yeah.
And now you're telling me it's wild caught. It's not wild caught. But, yeah, so be very careful when you order salmon. Make sure it's wild caught. Important.
Well, you're spot on that.
Yeah, there you
go. One article, too, that's gotten a lot of traction, I'm getting a lot of feedback on it, is we discussed it 2 weeks ago. He was out of town. I think he was on the show, though. It is the clinical trial that showed how magnesium directly controls vitamin D activation.
I was on the show for that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that was another good article. So be sure to check these out. And when you're ready to go down the rabbit hole.
Ready to rumble.
Podcast here. Every day, bringing you guys different shows, latest world news and health research, all updated for you every day. And let me say this, guys. We have put an enormous amount of work with ourselves here, with our marketing team, with Michael Barrett, to bring you guys this stuff. I can't do it much better than this, and neither is Kenny. So this is as good as it gets for most places. I don't even know a lot of podcast sites that are even anywhere near.
I haven't seen any.
No. Mm-hmm. They're this clear and concise. I don't just put a show up anymore like we used to do. I mean, we have the episode. We have the show notes. We have the related episodes. We have the support if you want to contact us. We have everything as far as the supplements that are in here that we talk about on the show, how you can check them out. Pretty much every show, every product we reference, so you can pull it up. So again, be sure to check these out. Angel Wars up here that we discussed for years and years. Great one. The news, daily articles every single day here that we talk about. Everything you guys asked for, I gave you. So that really makes me feel good when everybody supports us and at least buys a tube of toothpaste or a bottle of multiple, because everything we've done on this show has been for y'all. Because quite frankly, I was much more comfortable doing no visual, just radio podcast.
Took me 8 years. 8 years to convince him to do visual.
It was much, much easier, less time consuming than that.
Well, you could walk around in your underwear if you want.
Yeah. I'd be in a tank top.
Not that I ever would do that.
I'd be in a tank top and some, board shorts, drinking on a protein shake, talking on it. It's easy to do. This, there's a lot more work to do, but this is what you guys wanted. We're giving it to you every day, and the feedback has been immense. So thank you again, sincerely, for all the support you guys have done for us, and we'll continue to get this stuff to you guys every single day.
We will. Oh, by the way, Susie Wiles at the center of screaming panic inside Trump's White House as Iran war sends gas prices soaring.
Oh, yeah. I told her about that last week.
Susie Wiles is probably one of the best strategists out there, and she's trying to find a way now to get the gas prices back down. She's absolutely right, because one thing the American population has is, they have an aversion to high gas.
Well, we do.
I was in Europe. And they sell stuff by the quart, by the liter, right?
By the liter over there, yeah.
A little bit more than a quart. And I was over there, and I forgot where I was, and it was $2.20 a quart.
So it's $2 a gallon.
Oh, no, that's euros.
Oh, euros.
So you're looking at about $12 a gallon for gas. And I'm like, this is ludicrous. Then every once in a while, you find one for like $1.40 a quart or a liter. Because the liter is a little bit more than a quart. Well, and I was like, okay, well, that's not awful. But,
I remember last time I was in Europe, and this throws you off if you've never been to Europe before. Like you just said, you'll pass by these gas stations, and they'll be like $1.99, $1.93. And you're like, $1.99? This is amazing. You get over there, you start pumping it. Like, yeah, it's $1.99 euros a quart. Not a gallon, it's a quart. You fill it up, and you're like, how have I put 80 quarts in this car already?
I was years ago, and I had a friend of mine. He wanted to save some money, and I was down there in Bavaria, down in Munich, and he goes, well, I'm going to save $50 to get a ticket to fly to Berlin. I'm like, Berlin? Well, how are you getting to Munich? Well, can you come pick me up?
They're not close.
Like 400 miles. And I'm like, what? You're going to save $50 or $100 or whatever it was? I said, because you want to fly into Berlin? I said, just fly to Munich. Oh, I don't want to do that. I'm like, okay, great. So he asked me to come pick him up, and I said I would. So I drove all the way up to Berlin through two tanks of fuel, $8 a gallon. And I got up there, and I told him, I said, man, fuel's on you, bud. I said, you just made me drive, like an entire day to get here. And I was running up there at 130 miles an hour. That was fun.
Drinking fuel.
Oh,
it was that V8 you had earlier. Oh, yeah.
And, because that's fast the car would run. And I got up. I put on cruise.
Speed limiter max cruise. Max. Well, you got the Autobahn over there, so it's
legal. It's legal. Don't send me letters. It was legal. And so he fills it up for me, right? It's $200, $300 or whatever to fill it up. And if he goes, oh, And then I started driving back down to Bavaria and ran out of gas again. I said, your gas, but I paid your gas to save your $50. And so he puts another tank of gas in it. And he goes, I'm done putting gas in this car. And I'm like, that doesn't make any sense. I said, this is just getting, we're just getting warmed up with gas prices here. And that was funny. It was funny.
Warmed up.
And then he had all these suitcases. Oh, my gosh. And so I drove him around Bavaria for a week. And then he had this, like, because I speak German. And so I had all this, you know, he's like had a professional tour guide. And then
it is nice going to Europe with you. Yeah. Talk to everybody.
Yeah. And then he goes to Venice, right? So I take him to the train station and he goes to Venice. And suddenly he no longer has the car to drive around in. And suddenly he no longer has somebody who speaks the language. And suddenly he's got like 8 suitcases. And suddenly he's having to carry all the suitcases through Venice, which is a – by the way, if you ever go to Venice, take the water taxi to your hotel. Don't try to drag suitcases up and down. People like to steal stuff. And it's just – it was miserable. But he no longer had his tour guide.
I was on Hagman last night.
Okay.
No, I'm just thinking about something. I'm working on Purple Sticks, attention factor, and a high dose of melatonin that hasn't pulled off yet. So we got a whole stack going on here. And I covered something yesterday. This is what I'm tying into as far as how Europe has stayed away from this and how we've been completely controlled and manipulated by the EPA. This is a crazy story now. The EPA has now demanded the courts turn over the fluoride ruling that happened last year. Listen to this. This is nuts. I talked about it in detail. This shows you how insanely arrogant and out of control the EPA is. On Tuesday, they demanded a federal appeals court overturn the groundbreaking 2024 decision requiring to regulate fluoride in the drinking water, not by challenging the court finding that fluoridation poses an unreasonable risk to children's health, but by arguing the judge overstepped procedural bounds. Listen to this now. You guys are going to like this. It says, fluoride out of the drinking water poses unreasonable risk to children's health. Documented. Fluoride drops IQ points. Mm-hmm. Documented. This is all documented research now that's been done on here. The agency argued a 3-judge panel that the U.S. District Judge Edward Chin overstepped judicial process when he put the original trial on hold in 2020 during COVID to wait for more scientific evidence. The evidence was later considered during the second phase of the trial. This is when all the research came out and it was documented that children that are exposed to high doses of fluoride, it drops their IQ points. This was submitted as evidence in the trial. It was accepted and it was found to be factual. Listen to this. During the hearing, Robert Standler, attorney for the EPA, accused Chin of making a dramatic departure from the party presentation principle when he decided to wait for the evidence before issuing his decision. Under the party presentation principle, judge must decide cases based exclusively on arguments made by the parties at the time under Section 21 of the Toxic Substance Control Act of 1976. So they're saying it doesn't matter that it's toxic. It doesn't matter that it poses unreasonable risk. It doesn't matter that it has no benefits whatsoever. It doesn't matter. It's a neurotoxin. The judge didn't do everything procedurally by a 1976 act, and therefore we want to overturn and we want to start adding fluoride back to the water supply on a federal demand level, over basically superseding states' rights now.
Well, you got to understand something. You know,
fluoride coming out of the water supply is a big deal.
Fluoride lowers IQ. Fluoride makes you basically subservient and infertile. Fluoride was put into the water following World War II, and they realized what it did in concentration camps. We got the research from the Germans, and they started dumping it into the water supply in 1946 in the U.S.
I mean, just ironic timing.
It drops IQ scores. It makes you servile and infertile, and it makes you, well, it makes you dumb, is what it does, be blunt. It makes you dumb. It makes you basically, you follow directions. And when you have...
It also messes up fertility too long term. Mm-hmm. And it ruins the thyroid.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's just because the fluoride thinks it's a halogen. And so it basically absorbs it instead of absorbing iodine. And so, yes, it is a halogen. So it's fluorine, chlorine, you know, iodine, they're all halogens. And so it's an unbelievable toxin. It's a neurotoxin. There's a book you can read. It's called Fluoride, the Aging Factor by Yamiatis. It's one of the best books I've ever read on fluoride. Yesterday, I was basically talking to Carlos, getting my haircut. Thank you, by the way, for telling
yeah.
me. Thank you for letting me know when you sent me the emails that I needed a haircut. I really appreciate you telling me that.
You know, sometimes...
I don't have a mirror, by the way.
Side note, I feel like sometimes some people, they just have to find something to complain about. Not you guys, not our listeners. I'm not even kind of referencing you guys. But sometimes you get around people, it's like, oh, yeah, it's a great day today. Your hair looks a little long, though. You're like, That's all you had to say today. That's all you had to say. Nothing else.
You know, while I was at the barber yesterday, they were playing.
Yes, I know. I need a haircut too.
They were playing a video by Denzel Washington, It was like him telling you what to do to be successful.
He's got some wise words, whether
it was Denzel or not, it was his voice. It sounded just like him. It could have been AI. But it said one of the things it said in there. He said, "Don't tell people that you don't know who aren't trusted by you what your goals are."
That is a very true statement.
He said they can undermine your goals. They can, and he said, and they will ridicule you, and it, because they're all mad because their life is not what they want.
Sometimes they will subconsciously sabotage your goals, not even realize they're doing it.
Well, sometimes they do it on purpose.
Some people do it when I started Health Masters years ago.
You know, this is back in the dark ages, right? Yeah, you know, and I remember I had a goals board on my refrigerator, and I had a car on the board. You know, I was driving a motorcycle, and I thought, I want this car. I had goals. You know, Austin's talked about this many times, about having goals.
And visual representations of your goals to make a big deal, because you just said photo of it.
Well, yes. Yeah, so
look at it.
So I got it on the wall, right? And so I was in my office, and some guy comes in that I knew. His name was Roy, and he just starts laughing. That's hilarious. "You're going to get this car, ha-ha, rah-rah," right? And I looked at him. I said, "Dude, what's wrong with you?" I said, "This is my goal." And I learned that day, you don't tell everybody everything like that. And then I got the car about a year later, and I remember I was driving on the highway, and I saw Roy. And I waved. I'm hanging out the window waving at him. And I remember he looked at me with his mouth open, unbelievably angry, not happy.
Yeah.
A lot of people get mad when you tell them what your goals are. You say, "Well, I have a goal to lose 30 pounds. And you drop 30 pounds, and now they got to say something about, "Oh, you don't look good. You lost too much weight."
Well, most of the times they're fat.
Yeah, they are.
They are.
Yeah, and it's sad. Oh, by the way, just to change the topic here, a friend of mine, Lou Holtz, I did many seminars with him back in the 90s. He's passed away yesterday, and he's a good man. And I remember I asked him one time, I said, "Why did you retire from the Fighting Irish from Notre Dame?" Because he was coached there from 1986 to 1996. And he goes, "Well, you know, I had 100 wins." And he said, "And the next person up who had a little bit more than that was Newt Rockne. And he's like a doggone icon. And he had 105 wins. And I knew if I stayed there one more year, I would pass his record. And I didn't want to do that because everybody at Notre Dame loved Newt Rockne." And I thought to myself, wow. Okay. And so, you know, because, I mean, he was the coach. I mean, he was always having a big rivalry going on with Florida State back then. And, you know, they called us the – and then Miami, he called them the criminals. I mean, he was so funny. Brian Kelly's come in now. He's been the coach now for 11 years. Now he has 113 wins. He's the winningest coach of all time. So I kind of wish that Lou Holtz had gone ahead and broken that record in a few more years so he could be the winningest coach. But I liked him. He was a great speaker. Kind of slurred his words a little bit. Kind of hard to understand, but he was funny, though. And when you had him in the ready room in the back and you were talking to him, he was super nice.
Was he?
So my condolences to the family. He was a great man, and sad to see that one go. What's your next story, Austin?
Well, I'm still on this fluoride kick.
Oh, well, we're doing fluoride.
I tied it back into another article that just came out now, because now the EPA is announcing that they're now going to take the next step. Whether or not any of this goes through, this appeal, this court, they said they're going to take the next step and do a gold standard review of the health effects of fluoride.
Here we go.
We're going to do a gold. Doesn't this remind you of, well, we've done our research for 3 months now. The shot's safe and effective. No. It's 96% effective.
What Kennedy needs to do is clean the house over there.
That's exactly, and you know, he
can do it.
The EPA is one of the only agencies that involves an actual health of human beings that has not gotten pushed through. The FDA's had a bunch of sweeping rules done as far as with Kennedy, you know, NHIS, NHHS. And so this is something the EPA really needs to get put under control. They already have with a lot of stuff that Trump did. The one thing that I do have to say that I did agree with Trump on significantly is he overturned and pulled all these regulations back that the EPA put through over the last 15 years as far as with diesel trucks and all this insanity. And he came out and said, this isn't sustainable. You can't keep making these cars and trucks more strict and more strict and more strict and fining manufacturers. Because remember, what they said is by 2032, with the ruling that was in place, is that like every single vehicle had to be X amount of fuel mileage plus, and if it didn't, the manufacturers were going to have to pay these huge fines to the EPA based on every vehicle. So what's going to happen is they're going to start phasing out trucks. And then what's going to do is the cost of the fees and fines was going to massively increase the cost of the trucks once again. He said this isn't sustainable. This goes, this EV market's crap. The entire electric network can't handle this. We're not doing this to the cars. We're pulling back. So the EPA rules went all the way back to like 2010 now. And now there has been significant rumors, can't clarify it yet now, but there is not going to be any criminal charges from a federal level. This is what I've heard. Now, don't quote me on this. This is what I've heard from guys down here in Florida, that the EPA and DOT are not going to be able to levy any federal criminal charges on emission tampering of diesel engine trucks, meaning DPFs.
That is we have not.
That is
hearsay, rumor only. We do not know.
I hope
it's real.
I hope it's real too. So again, do not quote me on that. That's just what I've heard through multiple people. I can't vet that. I'll tell you guys when I can vet something. I'll tell you when I can't. I can't vet that. Multiple shops tell me this now.
You know, it makes me mad about that. I remember back in the 90s, I had a Ford. It was a 2500 or 50, to whatever it was, 250. And I remember it was a 7.3 liter. And I remember it was getting like 18 miles per gallon. I pulled the DPF. You know, I didn't have a DPF.
They didn't have DPF back then.
But I chipped it.
Yeah.
I chipped it. It started getting almost 30 miles per gallon.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, the truck was 100, had 100 horsepower more. It changed the entire truck just before they made it all illegal to do that. And I remember there was a place called Super Chips. And they were great.
It was flat, plug and play. It's like $300.
And you get much better fuel mileage, too, on top of everything else. You got better fuel mileage, and it was a lot faster.
When you remember, you had different settings. You could go in there and put, like, Sport Tune. You could go in there and put Tow Tune. You could go in there and put Eco Tune. Eco Tune, like, it still had more power, but it burnt like half the fuel.
Yeah, and in 2008, they came out with that stupid DPF. And they started blowing flames out of the back of those Fords. And that's why I had one. And it went from like 28 miles per gallon with the chip down to about 7.
Though. Yeah, it was still horrible. And then it was spontaneously bursting the flames in the exhaust. Exhaust would shoot flames out of the back. This is the EPA. Oh, we don't know how to do anything as far as with motors. We have no idea the concept of engines whatsoever. But we're going to mandate that you have to put a ninth fuel injector in diesel engines that are V8s. A ninth. That ninth fuel injector is going to go into the exhaust. That exhaust is going to have a giant filter in it and collect all types of unburnt soot. And then randomly, that fuel injector is going to pump diesel fuel, and it's going to light the entire exhaust on fire to burn off all the soot that we're collecting that's making the engine back up. Because it's science, guys. It'll burn cleaner. Nobody could justify it. Everybody's like, what are you talking about? This doesn't even remotely make sense.
They're still doing it.
Yeah. Well, then now they use urea. Now they use cat urine and water.
Oh, by the way, don't urinate in your DPF thing. It doesn't. I have a friend who did that. It doesn't work. By the way, Generation Z flocks to Chinese medicine as the trust in the U.S. health system plummets as much as it plummets with fuel miles with diesel trucks. Not to mention that. It is personalized to being human. And I'm not saying that all Chinese medicine is good. I'm not saying that. But I'll say one thing about it. It's a whole lot better in most cases than allopathic, Western medicine is, especially with the chemotherapy and the radiation and the surgery and all that. I spoke to a friend of mine last night, and he's basically got cancer again. You know him. I'm not going to mention he used to be a college professor. And he's basically back to the chemotherapy, back to the radiation, back to the whole thing again. And I asked him, I said, have you started taking, your supplements to try to keep your body, your immune system? Oh, yeah, blah, blah, blah. No, he hasn't. And, and I love him. He's a good brother. But the problem is that, I'm going to say this, and I'm going to say it in a way that doesn't reflect on him, but just in general, it's a whole lot easier to maintain your health than it is to try to be healed.
That's a fact.
Or to recover from something. In other words, if you have a problem with something and you've got some health issues concerning it, it's a whole lot easier to prevent ever having that happen to you than before. Also, this is an interesting article. I wasn't going to talk about it, but it's about Christy Noem. And she's long been rumored to be having an affair with a married staffer. As her husband is watching there, she basically was interviewed or basically pulled before the Congress, before committee. And Christy Noem was grilled by House lawmakers on Wednesday over whether she is having sex with her rumored lover and trusted advisor. Here's why I'm bringing this up. If you've got people that are working for you in your organization and you're married and you start having an affair with them and you're a government official and you're on the government payroll, kind of need to know about what's going on.
That's not a good look.
No, Christy Noem, but the Daily Mail's reported that Noem and Courtney Lingowski were engaged in a romantic affair. Both are married and deny the romantic relationship. Noem on Wednesday refused to deny under oath. She's smart. She's going to perjure herself.
Yeah, it's better to say nothing. It's better.
No.
The fifth.
I'm going to say, no, she didn't do that. She can't take the fifth. She can't. She's not being prosecuted.
Oh.
Say, Noam on Wednesday refused to deny under oath that she had sex with Lombowski when questioned by Democratic Representative Sidney Dove. At any time during your tenure as Director of the Department of Homeland Security, have you had sexual relations with Corey Lombowski? Asked Dove. Noam responded by stating, this is what she says, she would not respond to tabloid garbage and call the accusations offensive.
Smooth answer.
She didn't answer it.
Yeah.
You should be able to answer if someone asks you if you're a federal official, is you're sleeping with your subordinate, the Democrat asked. Noam fired back, it's garbage. She took questions from lawmakers during a House hearing on the leadership of the Homeland Security, which had become engulfed in a whirlwind of scandals. And just say, I have to give her credit, though. She didn't perjure herself.
I got that shirt. It's just the spooks mantra, deny everything, admit nothing, deny everything, make counter accusations. that's their motto over there, bro. It's
and but I just thought, you know, but so she is really, really just whatever. But my favorite thing was South Park, where I had her running around shooting all the dogs.
Oh my gosh! And then you had the super pup that flew in to save everybody. He's flying in on a cape,
takes him out with a rifle.
There's a dog.
Kill it.
Pulls the M4 out. Quack quack quack. It's horrible. Horrible. I don't even know why I brought that up. Sorry, guys.
Oh, by the way, pressure mounts on Vladimir Putin to do something. And now they're saying that he's part of the problem because he's had a protracted war for 4 years and that he really doesn't want to win in Ukraine, that he basically is part of the Rothschild banking empire obfuscation, which I've been telling you guys that about Putin for the last 4 years. I mean, Russia could have taken out Ukraine in 2 weeks. Yeah. They could have pulled a blitzkrieg and run their tanks around them like they did in Germany in 1941, 1940, and been done with this mess. But Russia didn't do it. And now Russia has every authority in the world because they've abandoned Iran. They've abandoned Iran. Yeah. They said they would protect Iran. They have not. And so now they're basically in a situation where they said apparently the rule of law no longer matters on who you attack. So I don't know why Putin, after he sees Trump do what he's done in Iran, just doesn't take
it. You said it the other day, because I was actually bringing that topic up, and I was like, well, Russia's going to do this. And you told me, you said, Russia's not doing anything if the central reserve banks don't deem it so.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought to myself, ooh, that's a point, isn't it? Mm-hmm. I mean, the main reason, and I told you guys this, I spoke, this was not conjecture, this wasn't hearsay, this is me talking to guys that were operational in contracts over there. They flat out told me 70% of the weapon systems that we were sending to Ukraine never stayed, never stopped, never even made it to Ukraine.
You know, back in the old days.
That's what it was about, weapon trafficking.
Germans used to have their national anthem. And they've taken out one of the lines now because of World War II. And it was Deutschland über alles.
Yeah.
That means Germany overall, right? And, you know, I always thought that was kind of interesting that they would actually be that arrogant that they would be singing Deutschland, Deutschland, über alles, right? And so I always thought about that, and they took it out, you know, but I was just there. It's not the same country as it was before. I mean, it used to be you could ride the trains and you could do it, and everybody was always nice. Now they're not. Now it's filled with immigrants. And now they've told the train conductors, one of the train conductors, ask an immigrant, where's your ticket? Guy jumped up and beat him to death.
To death?
To death, died. So now the Bahnhof has now said, told all the conductors, if someone appears to be aggressive, don't ask them for a ticket.
So what are you supposed to do? Just let people ride for free?
Apparently, yeah.
How are you supposed to cover overhead?
Well, it's owned by the government. So, but the point is, it's just, you know, so that's, so Deutschland's not über alles anymore. Deutschland is like, kind of like you say, unter alles, under everything over there.
The boys love free air.
But here's the article by Paul Craig Roberts. If you wonder why I brought that up. The name of the article is Israel über alles.
Ooh.
Did Paul Craig say that? Yeah.
That was a well done segue on that one, Paul.
Yeah, I thought you'd like that. You know? And it says, Israel über alles by Paul Craig Roberts. During war propaganda dominates over factual reporting and even is turned by court historians into historical fact with lies. That prevails for years and years after the war, sometimes decades after the war is over. The current reporting on the Israeli-American attack on Iran is even more doubtful considering the amounts of lies we've been told by Israel and Trump. According to Fox News, in the joint military surprise attack on Iran, Israel's missiles targeted the Iranian leadership and American missiles attacked the Iranian missile sites. Israel and American officials confirmed that Israel succeeded in assassinating more than 40 top officers, including Supreme Leader. Whether or not it's true, if this is a loss, remains to be seen. Apparently, the Iranian leadership lacked the wits to see that the attack was imminent and continued negotiations with Trump. instead of putting these people in safe locations. It is likely that Iran will be defeated, the usual fate of military that permits strategic initiative to remain in the hands of the enemy, as Putin and Xi have done. Congratulations to Netanyahu. This is Paul Craig Roberts saying this. The Israeli lobby and Israel's American neoconservative agents who are succeeding in the restoration of Israeli world hegemony. It seems that Israel-American hegemony has no opponents capable of standing up to domination by the Israeli-American Islands alliance, much less the pathetic Russian and Chinese governments. Russia and China will be knocked off one by one as they lack the intelligence to unite. And here's what he says in the end. Once Trump has cleared the path for Israel, will Israel then turn on America?
You know, it's interesting.
Now, you think about it, because they're passing legislation all over this country making it illegal to talk about Israel, including the State House of Florida.
There was a video that I watched. It's funny you bring that up. And it was basically, it's a well-known podcast. I don't agree with everything he says. But he made a very, very strategic, accurate comment. He brought something I didn't think about. He goes, I don't like Israel. He goes, I don't like Iran. He goes, I don't like either one of them. He goes, they're not my stinking problem here in the United States. I'm like, okay. And he goes, here's the problem that nobody's discussing. He goes, Iran's always been the counterbalance to Israel's overzealous engagement of the entire Middle East. They've kept them in check almost like a yin and a yang. He goes, Israel does stupid stuff, or Iran fires rockets back. He goes, if Israel now, which controls Iraq, which controls half of Afghanistan, which controls Libya, Syria, Lebanon, blah, 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 down the list. And he goes, they now get full strategic control over Iran. He goes, who's going to counterbalance Israel? United States?
We have too many dual Israeli citizens in Congress.
That's what he said. And he goes, how long is it with all the legislation, exactly what you just said, all this legislation now, it's not being put in place for right now because people are making anti-Semitic comments on social media. This legislation is being put into place as a very large blanket that's very thin right now that's going to get much, much thicker over the next few years as they get more substantial control.
They already bought TikTok.
Look at what, Dad, I just showed you yesterday, the screenshot from basically the Jewish News Network in Germany when you were over there. Their sites, you can't even pull up. They're forbidden.
And pulled up
right here, popped up right here, fine.
And that was Tucker Carlson basically asking the question, if these guys are saying that this is a blood covenant oath with Abraham, let's see the DNA.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't let it pop up in France. Well, let me repeat this one more time. Once Trump has cleared the path for Israel, will Israel then turn on America? And, you know, I can tell you this, and I'll be honest with you. There's so many Christian Zionists out there that they would cheer it on. Even if Israel came against America, they would say, well, we have to stand with Israel. Israel is taking your rights away. It doesn't matter. It's Israel.
No, there are some people, if they came in and Israel said, by the way, Israel's deemed it so that the Second Amendment no longer exists in the United States now. We're dissolving the Second Amendment. Mm. You would have some of these evangelicals on the podium. They'd sit there and go, listen, you guys, Israel's deemed it so that you can't have guns. They're God's chosen people, which means God doesn't want you to own firearms and defend yourself because Israel deemed it so. They're that stinking brainwashed. I had friends over yesterday.
Gosh, it's true.
And they asked me, they said, do you think the Jews of the Old Testament are the same ones we're dealing with here right now? And I said, absolutely not. Mm. I said, Jesus made it very clear when he talked to the Pharisees that were the Jews in the synagogue in John chapter 8. Read it. That entire engagement was not there by happenstance. They said, our father is Abraham. And Jesus replies and says, yes, your father, your blood father is Abraham, but your father is not Yahweh. He's not God. Your father is Lucifer, the devil, and he speaks his foreign language. You may be descendants of Abraham, but you are not sons of the Most High God. You guys follow Lucifer, the devil, and you will not be. I will call you out for it. This is what most people got to understand, is a lot of the true-blooded Jews that are actually Abraham's descendants are not the ones that are involved in a lot of this. A lot of the people involved in Israel that are doing all this unbelievable satanic stuff aren't real Abrahamic Jews at all.
Let's start this. Let's rewind.
Since we just went here.
They were eating babies with Epstein's boys.
Let's be clear on that. They're raping children.
And eating babies. So if you think any of that's of God, Yeah. You got some kind of loon thing going on. And so the problem with all of this stuff is that they
Epstein
have
was Mossad.
I have gone into detail with you about the Scofield Reference Bible and Darby and Scofield and what happened with Samuel Untermyer. I have done that so many times. I don't want to do it today. And how he basically brainwashed America's evangelicals through the Oxford Press by giving them the Scofield Reference Bible to make Israel a proponent of the end times, in which they were then forcing Israel to be basically taken out of Palestine. I have done. This is the Rothschilds, and they don't follow the Talmud. They follow they don't follow the Torah. They follow the Talmud, and they don't believe that they just really slammed Jesus and Mary and everything else.
I brought the whole thing with Ben Shapiro, because all these people were quoting Ben Shapiro. I said, watch his interview with Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
He's very clear. He said Jesus was not a prophet. We don't follow him. He was a Jew that got killed for his troubles, trying to lead a revolt. We don't believe in the deity of Christ at all. Straight blasphemes Christ on national podcasts. And so my question is this. Jesus said it very clear. You will know them by their fruits. Are you going to follow and listen and continually do what somebody says when they are adamantly opposed to Jesus Christ? The only way to the Father is through Jesus, right?
Period.
Period. Done. End of discussion. That's what you believe in the Bible. So how can somebody have a diametrically opposed viewpoint to that and you vehemently agree with them? You continually agree
with them? We had a lady on a show years ago. We first started the podcast about 8 years ago, 9 years ago. I won't mention her name out of respect. And she basically, I didn't know she was like this. She's a hardcore political Zionist. And she told me off the air, she said, because she was promoting Israel on the air, which I don't do. And I had talked to her after the show, and I said, you know, are you that convinced that Israel is who you need to follow? She goes, and I said, if Israel started World War III and destroyed the entire planet and killed everybody on the earth, would you follow this? She goes, absolutely yes.
Yeah. Like I said, if they came in and said, Israel's deemed it so that the Second Amendment is being dissolved and the First Amendment is being dissolved.
Okay, the problem is when they incorporated themselves into the Christian church, which they did with the evangelicals, they basically took over the Christian leadership and they destroyed the Christian church. And they really have, as far as the evangelical side of it. And, and that's the sad part about it is because, you know, he also talks about that, you know, on his interview today, how the Zionists are now going in and destroying Islam, okay, but they've already destroyed Christianity. There's a preacher over there in Lakeland right now who is so strong of a Zionist that he will not do anything that they basically tells the truth about Israel. If you ask him, if you say, did you know it's the number one homosexual destination in the world, Tel Aviv, more West Fort, they start dropping missiles on him. He'd say, it doesn't matter. You know that all these brothels and bestiality and all these other things are all legal over there?
Well, that's why I told you I stopped going to that church over there. There's a big church over there. I'm not going to put a name out there. I left. Last service I ever did was July 4th. 2024.
Here's what Paul Craig Roberts says. Trump is helping the Zionists to destroy Islam. There are four great religions of the world. They're all numbered by believers, Christianity, Islam, Hinduism, and Buddhism. I understand not to imply any defect in the Asian religions, but they are not organized around a God who gives commands, which if he commands are followed, the result of pleasant afterlife. He goes, if not immune, at least under attack by Zionist Western religions. Christianity, the world's largest religion, has more or less been destroyed. He says this. He goes, the original purpose of Christianity was to save one soul. The liberals turned Christianity into an agent of socialist reform, but Zionists turned evangelical Christians into Christian Zionists who seemed to confuse Israel with God.
Yeah.
The Israeli lobby used and perhaps manipulated the Catholic priest pedophile saga to destroy the influence of the Pope and the Catholic Church. Christians are routinely murdered by Israel, and nothing whatsoever is done, including in Gaza, done about it. Murdering a Christian has become no different from running over an animal on the road. Trump, being essentially Netanyahu's puppet, doesn't realize he is letting the Zionists use America to destroy the Islamic religion. And, you know, but the thing about it is that, you know, if somebody has a belief in another religion, that's their choice.
That's true.
It's like if somebody's gay. That's their choice. You know, whatever they want to do. I don't agree with that lifestyle, but if that's what they're going to do. Just keep me and my family out of your loop. I don't want to be a part of that. And so the same thing is true with Islam. I don't want to be reading the Quran or all anything. I don't have no interest in it.
Well,
but it's still their religion. You got to leave them. You can't just start killing them.
Well, no, here's the issue. And I did discuss this with Doug last night. Here's the big problem, the strategy that Israel played. They used the United States as basically the bully, the bad guy. For all these wars in the Middle East, right?
They have.
We did. We used our military.
We showed you Wesley Clark yesterday.
Right. Iraq. The whole thing. I'm not going to get into all that. And then what they did was they demanded the congressional leaders bring in millions millions in Germany, bring in millions of Muslims from the Middle East.
They did.
After we bombed them, after we raided them, after we basically took the country over. Okay, that's just facts. Now that we've brought in millions of these Muslims that absolutely hate the United States into the United States, now we're doing another war with one of the largest Muslim countries in the entire world over there. Do you not think that you're going to have some radical jihadist Muslims that are already here in the United States, multiple Iranian cells that have been here? The fact of the matter is that they aren't going to start pushing back now here in the United States.
They will. Yeah, they will.
And I'm not, this isn't a fear porn show. I'm being directed, you guys.
And if they don't, there'll be false flags to initiate it.
Correct.
Just like they did with Operation Gladio.
Yep. And so that being said, what's a solution with that? Make sure whatever you do, don't live in fear, but do you have situational awareness? There's certain things, certain places, certain times. People will stand out to you if you start looking. You've got to open your eyes, though. Just like there's that movie on Open Range. Great quote on there.
Oh, yeah, I love
this. And basically he says in there, he goes, if you listen to what people say, they'll tell you their true intentions. Most of the time, and that goes to other ways as far as people's body language, their behavior, their presence. Usually you can pick somebody out when they start acting real weird or they're about to do something strange. They just don't quite settle in and fit in somewhere you go, whether you're going to Walmart, which that one's kind of hard sometimes. Everybody there's kind of a little, especially if you go, especially if you go at 2 o'clock in the morning, which I don't
Friday
do anymore.
Friday or Saturday night.
No, they stay closed Walmart. Yeah, I remember back in the day, though, you need something. Like, oh, I'm fixing this on a truck late night. We got to get done for the morning. You go to Walmart like midnight, and you're like, oh, my gosh, these people come out at night. But so, again, just be aware of that. Make sure you stay operational when you go out, especially if you got kids or family. I mean, they had that shooting in Austin, Texas, had that shooting in Cincinnati now. Whether or not those two are related, I don't know. But, again, most of the time, they're usually at larger public places, and they're usually a gun-free zone. That's why I'm so adamantly opposed to Disney World and the downtown Disney and Disney Springs. And I will say it and call it out every single day. I was escorted off the property with 7 contractors and law enforcement officers in front of my family because I was carrying a firearm, and they ID'd me in facial recognition and walked up to me with a K-9 unit. Out of everybody, wasn't doing anything bizarre. I've got my son I'm holding. My daughter's in the stroller. Lana's pushing him. K-9 walks straight up to me out of 100 people. Sir, you carrying a firearm? Really? It's December. We're all carrying jackets. I had no shirts with insignia on them. I wasn't wearing anything, just complete and total blended in. And he walks up to me. I said, why do you want to know? Sir, I'm going to ask you again. Are you carrying a firearm? Well, yes, I am. All right, dispatch 407, blah, blah, blah. We need backup now. I'm like, oh,
instantaneous.
God. Instantaneous. Foom, 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 foom. And then I got 2 more Orange County sheriffs on me. I mean, right on me.
And they flanked
me. And then one guy starts flanking me. He's like, what are you carrying? I said, 43X. He goes, all right. And one cop starts walking behind me. I looked at him. I said, dude, why are you flanking me? I said, there's 7 of y'all here. I said, my children are here, guys. I said, calm down. They're all postured up on me. I mean, one guy's walking around, got his hand, you know, not on his gun, but his wrist resting on it like he's going to go for his, you know, his thumb break. And I'm like, dude, chill out, guys. This is escalating really quick. I said, what do you guys think? I'm going to go after 7 of y'all? I haven't done anything. The sheriff told me, said, you can put your firearm back in your vehicle, or you need to leave the property immediately.
Last time you were there.
Last time I was there, I said, I'm leaving the property immediately. So why is it you got places like that that just want to disarm law-abiding citizens? As far as I'm concerned, why in the world am I going to support them?
This camera, middle camera, Rich. I got a question, Austin. Why don't you tell us how you really feel?
Well, no, I'm proving a point. Do you want to go support places and give them money if they're adamantly opposed to you being able to defend yourself and you need to do so?
There you go.
That's $1 million question. You know, if Islam or Iranian or Allah lover comes in and he's got a machine gun under his jacket and basically walks in and exits. He's not a law-abiding citizen. He wants to commit holy war.
Well, now they have metal detectors there.
Oh, you don't think you get around if you really want to get around security over there?
Oh, yeah.
You can get around any security if you really want to get around it. He comes in with a machine gun. Do you think law enforcement is going to be dialed in to protect me and my family? No. I don't care at all. Half the time, they're just going to be like, oh, well, we got to go in and do a report afterwards after 15 people get killed. We couldn't respond fast enough. You couldn't respond fast enough to a gunner, but you sure as heck responded fast enough to me carrying a firearm lawfully. It's always funny how that happens.
With a concealed weapons program.
No, I find it ironic sometimes. You see these places and there's shootings that happen, and there's no law enforcement to be found, no security to be found for 10, 15 minutes. But sure as heck, they facial ID me and facial scan. Oh, man, Austin's got a pistol. Dispatch.
By the way, to change the topic, because Austin's veins are sticking out too far right now.
I'm going to go rabbit hole on this one.
Pam Bondi is subpoenaed in the Epstein investigation by a House Oversight Committee.
Woo!
It's about time.
About time.
House investigators are hauling in Attorney General Pam Bondi. About time to answer for what lawmakers say is a troubling disappearance of documents tied to disgraced financier Jeffrey Epstein. Now they found like another 50,000 documents.
Of course they did.
The House Oversight Committee voted 24-19 on Wednesday to subpoena Bondi for deposition, escalating a fight with the Department of Justice over its handling of records from the smaller, brawling Epstein investigation. Now, if I was Bondi, what I would do right now...
I'd resign. There is no question about it. Mm. She is in the middle of a nasty, nasty swamp hole right now, and she knows it.
And I would resign, and I would, if they brought her in, I'd say, fifth. Oh, fifth. Did I say fifth?
Yeah.
It's going to be fifth again for me. It's always fifth. I would say nothing.
Now, I love answers more than anybody on that, but my biggest thing was, why in the world did she come on national television, say she's got lists, say she's got names, say she's got files, it's going to be released. It's on my desk right now, pending review. It's getting released by the end of the week.
Lies, more lies, and total lies.
Months. FBI comes out and goes, we've reviewed the documents. Nobody trafficked nobody to nobody. Nothing existed.
Why is Ghislaine Maxwell in prison?
Epstein basically had sex with an underage girl. That's it. There's nobody to investigate. Now we get this trove of emails, and everybody's like, it's worse than he thought it was. I mean, that one photo is the frozen chickens. They redacted that photo of the child in the freezer. I'm like, God, dude. Your skin crawls when you start reading some of this stuff.
Okay, change the topic. Doctors are stunned as old person's health condition is increasingly killing younger Americans, and the consequences are deadlier. We had to change topics.
Yeah.
That was getting too dark.
I apologize. I'm done reading those emails.
Deaths from severe first heart attacks among those under 55 has jumped through the roof since the COVID shot was given.
There you go.
And we have warned you and warned you and warned you and warned you again about those shots with cardiovascular events. And now they're basically, doctors are being stunned. And I told you what, I talked to that doctor in Germany last week. And he told me, he said, I've seen massive problems with depression, heart attacks, strokes, and suicide.
Fertility's been the big one. I just had a conversation with Lana this morning. One of her best friends lived down in Miami. Didn't get just the first COVID shot. Got the second shot. Got the third one. They demanded. Remember, down in Miami, he got real liberal down there. They try to push you to do everything. She now is having to go on basically IVF, in vitro fertilization. Now,
your mom and I did. That's expensive.
Well, no, she can't get pregnant. They've been trying to get pregnant for 3 years.
Your grandmother had taken a hormone called diethylstilbestrol when she was pregnant with your mom. And that caused massive infertility in women and massive testicular cancer problems in men born to those women who had taken DES.
And the next phase was COVID shot now.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
I have talked to so many couples that have called me up and said, yeah, we got the shot. We shouldn't have. We've been trying to have kids now for 2-3 years.
Yeah.
Can't.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, Parkinson's disease has come out under fire now. And they're saying that one of the primary causes of Parkinson's disease is basically heavy metal contamination in water wells that people are drinking.
That's why you got to run the distiller.
Whoa. In fact, I was talking to Carlos, my barber, yesterday. Thank you for letting me know that he had a haircut for the second time. I appreciate you doing that. And he basically told me, he asked me, what kind of water do I drink? And I said, I only drink distilled. I said, I don't want the calcium carbonate because I don't want to have hardening of the arteries. And on top of that, I don't want heavy metal toxicity. And now they're linking aluminum and all kinds of other heavy metals in water. And, of course, that would be from chemtrails, too. To basically Parkinson's disease.
Yep.
So I put metals associated with neurodegeneration, Parkinson's disease, insights to the physiological and pathological mechanisms. I posted 3 articles on this, and it's saying that now people are basically saying, hey, it's a problem with water, and it's a real problem with what you drink from wells. Oh, by the way, an Arkansas man has been charged in killing of his daughter's alleged rapist, wins the GOP sheriff's nomination. You got to love Arkansas.
I saw that.
And by the way, this guy he killed was a real scumbucket. This girl was like 13 years old, and he found her in the guy's truck, and he just unloaded on him, and unbelievable. According to court documents, Spencer found a hoodie on a stuffed animal in his daughter's bed. Spencer found Foster's truck with his daughter inside and forced the truck off the highway where the two entered an altercation in which the rapist was shot. And then you know what pisses me off? I'm sorry. I should have said that. That was bad. Okay, what gets me angry is this. The guy's catches a dude with his daughter in the car. They get into an altercation. He kills the dude for raping her. And now he's been charged and supposed to be going to prison for this. I mean, what are you supposed to do as a father here? let law enforcement handle it, who wasn't handling it.
Yeah.
And now he's running for sheriff and he won the nomination.
I love that.
Oh, me too.
I absolutely hope they drop him.
I hope they drop the charges.
If he has decent backgrounds and a pedigree to be in that position, I would absolutely vote for
absolutely,
him.
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah. No, other news too now. This is very interesting. Talked about it briefly last night. Bizarre and creepy. Kennedy critics now form a shadow autism research panel.
Oh, here we go.
To counter Kennedy's autism research panel. This is crazy. The new committee, which has ties to Dr. Paul Offit, of course, plan to submit annual reports to Congress and issue recommendations now on autism research.
This makes me angry.
They said the new independent committee doesn't replace the official interagency autism coordinating committee that Kennedy put together. They operate independently to coordinate federal efforts on autism.
How can they coordinate anything? They're an independent organization.
This is nuts here. So what they basically, in a nutshell, what's happened is you have also an individual, Allison Singer, who is a former IACC member and is now a member of the new committee, who actually helped put this whole thing together now. And they're saying that essentially Singer, who's president of the Autism Science Foundation, is largely responsible for forming this new independent committee. Singer told the Washington Post, there are dozens and dozens of studies that exonerate vaccines of any cause of autism. Dozens of studies. Never linked. Can't be a problem.
Total
whatsoever.
Lie, by the way.
The list of studies procured by Autism Science Foundation are backing up her claim now, saying this is where the truth needs to come from. First off, let's clarify this. There are no, not a single, zero, zip research study that tests multiple vaccines in conjunction with one another in children, not having any side effects whatsoever. They don't exist. There's zero. You ask a physician about that. Where's the clinical trials of you giving a six-month-old seven vaccines in one sitting? That it's safe and effective? Do you even try to throw together safe and effective? They're none. They don't exist. They test the shots independently of themselves. They use halftime. They use a placebo. That's an aluminum adjuvant. So then they come back and say, well, there's not any significant correlation of side effects with the vaccine because placebo also had side effects.
What they do, they go to university, okay, and they tell the university what they want the outcome to be.
And they give them a grant.
Sometimes on tens of millions of dollars. And they set it up in many cases, if the university is unscrupulous and they want to get more grant money, they set it up so the placebo basically would cause the same effects as the product that they're testing, so that when you do the analysis on it from a statistical standpoint, there is no statistical deviation.
Correct.
It's the same. So in other words, it doesn't...
The side effects are the same. Mm-hmm.
Because it's the same thing they did when they did the aspartame with, yep, with the rats. They would give the aspartame rats that were in pellets that the rats wouldn't eat, and then they would put the aspartame in there by itself. They wouldn't touch it. They say, oh, by the way, it doesn't cause anything.
Right.
No, just all lies.
But see, what you just said, that's with one vaccine clinical trial they do to excuse the numbers. They've never tested multiple. I don't even know of a study they've tested two or three vaccines.
I don't know of a study where they tested that one MMR shot, remember? And they found positive
results.
And then they were told to shred the evidence.
I mean, this is where I would ask. Where's the research study that shows getting the COVID-19 shot, the MMR shot, the DTaP shot, the HPV shot, all in conjunction with one another at the same time? It's completely safe and effective and doesn't contribute to autism or any side effects.
And you're
at
using
all.
A placebo as a saline solution.
Mm-hmm. Let me see that. They don't exist because they can't even skew the results to make them in their favor with something like that. Yeah. So now we have a independent autism research in the board now.
Yeah, here's good news. United Airlines is saying that if you listen to a video or you watch a video on your laptop or your basically iPad while you're on the plane, they will throw you off the airplane now. You have to use headset.
Oh, as far as
they don't want other people to hear your video or your thing.
Well, I mean, that's a bit abrupt, throwing people off, but I've been on planes before where some people can't hear. They turn the volume all the way up on their laptop, and it's like, I don't want to listen to the crap you're watching anyway, especially if it's some real weird liberal stuff or a bunch of perverted stuff. No one wants to hear that. Put some earbuds in. I guess American only had enough of that.
It was so funny. We're flying one time. I forgot. We're going to Charlotte. And Austin and I are sitting in the business class, and there's this lady right behind us, and she's super liberal. Had a really sweet voice, though. Had a great voice. Had a great radio voice. And she's just hammering conservatives. And finally, I turned around and looked at her, and I said, you know, we can hear everything you're saying. And she looked at us, and I think she thought we were both in the military. And she goes, "Where's your AR-15 or AK-47?
She kept referencing AK-47.
No, she started screaming at us. She was picking
I'm American.
Me.
I'm not a communist. We run M4s down here. I don't run AK-47. That was a pun to all you AK lovers. I love AKs. They're great weapons. They don't jam, but I always have to pick on them.
How do you mount a scope on them without all
you
that?
You can. It's just tough. Yeah.
But anyhow. So she went berserk on us on the plane. And I told Lawson. I said, "Don't address this woman. She's nuts, man." I said,
"Well, no." When she said it really loud on purpose, and I'm like, "Why are you referencing firearms on a plane?"
No.
Where's your AK-47? Her voice got real gnarly all of a sudden. She lost her radio voice, and it got real loud and aggressive. And I'm like, "Dude, what she was doing? She was trying to set us up." And I almost said, all the belt-fed automatic weapons are loaded on the plane. I didn't bring them on board. I just checked them in. I wasn't going there. We need to make our flight. We had to get up north.
You know what's interesting to me? I watch this, and sometimes you have to add a little levity to a show. It goes kind of deep here. It's just, you know, when you deal with these, you know, she obviously was, you know, really, she was pretty too. She's actually a really pretty Butch Dyke lesbian.
I don't know if she was lesbian, though. I think she was just hardcore communist. But you got your term in for the day. Happy?
I got to say it.
You happy
it.
Now?
And so what's funny about it is that, you know, the Frankfurt School and liberalism and feminism have so destroyed the people in America, the population. It's unbelievable how many people out there are really hardcore liberal communists like that.
Oh, yeah. It's not surprising.
And the women are hardcore liberal communist feminists, and they're just mean. And you kind of think this is just crazy, you know. It's just sad that we've actually allowed that to happen. Oh, Benjamin Netanyahu's son is hiding in Miami now, so he can't get drafted. And I by the way, I say this: I've got a friend of mine who's one of his detail people.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I do. And he gives me the insight.
You know, it's funny to me. These guys start conflicts in places, and then all of a sudden, all the higher up personnel gets to leave the country and jet out. That's insane.
Oh, by the way, yeah, they're going to make an EV car that was going to be able to fly. And the EV futuristic flying car has basically laid off 80% of its staff now because nobody wants to plug these things in them.
Probably fell flat on its face.
Because they're no longer not getting any money out of it.
Well, no, not only that. Do I want to be flying around in a car that's sitting there going, "Find battery station now or crash"? 10% battery life left.
Well, I found out the good news is most of the light jets now are coming out with self-auto landing features.
I think Honda has that too now. Honda's actually got a jet.
You reach up, you push the button. Let's say you're flying with your husband. He decides to take a nap while his passengers are back screaming.
Okay. What? We don't need that. We don't need that pilot.
And
take a nap.
And all of a sudden, so he can't wake him up for various reasons. And so all you have to do is reach up, push land.
Gosh.
And it finds the closest airport. It locks into the signal.
I mean, that's pretty cool tech.
No, man.
It's pretty cool tech. Well, I hope our pilot doesn't just fall asleep and doesn't wake up. That's why you got a co-pilot.
I didn't want to say he died.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of awful.
A co-pilot is usually a good passengers.
But that's pretty cool. Well, you know, the Concorde, they had that self-landing feature, too. And these guys take off in everything now because the plane kind of does its own thing.
Well, you know, I mean, if we're going to use AI and some of this other tech stuff, it is nice to have that. Granted, I still think all the pilots need to be trained on everything. AI lands the plane. You got to worry about it now. We're just going to sit in the back and watch a movie with the passengers. Nobody's up front.
They're screaming.
Well, you guys, I got a bunch of health stuff I'll be covering tomorrow, too. I ran the clock down. There's another article coming out about FDA is basically demanding that Ozempic manufacturer pull their misleading advertisement.
You think it's about time for that?
About 3 years short. They're basically saying this false advertisement. This drug is not a weight loss drug. Mm-hmm. Saying it contains false and misleading claims. I'm going to talk about that later on tomorrow. But be sure you check out the GHI Cleanse on sale. You want to stay stocked up on it. I got a big batch in just for you guys because I figured a lot of people are going to be jumping on this.
We did. We had to order it.
Over 10% off at healthmasters.com. So be sure to check that out. And if you guys need anything, you know where to get a hold of us. And be sure, guys, if you're wanting stuff on a regular basis, like magnesium brain food, use the subscribe and save. You get 5% off. People ask me for coupon codes all the time. I got you one here right on the list. Subscribe and save. Get your magnesium brain food. Kick 4 weeks, 6 weeks, 8 weeks, 12 weeks. We'll ship it to you automatically. You can even set your products up on VIP shipping on subscribe. So at that time of the month, that time of 6 weeks, 8 weeks, You want your magnesium brain food, your multiple powder? Boom, it ships out. You'll have it there in 1 to 2 to 3 business days right there. Set it, forget it. Don't have to think about it. So take advantage of that. That was basically an option that everybody wanted. I gave it to them and hope you guys enjoy it. Stay updated, my friends. Stay strong. Stay healthy. Appreciate all the support on this show. And you have an awesome evening, my friend.
And you keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, the creator of the universe, who basically through him all things are held together, and realize that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, and that this is the day the Lord hath made, and we will rejoice and we will be glad of it. Because guess what, guys? We have victory in Christ all of eternity. I love you guys. We'll talk to you tomorrow.